TX police find body of missing corrections officer, suspect charged with murder. By Randy Clark on February 7, 2023. After a search of the ranch near Clamato, Texas, 20 miles north of Eagle Pass, law enforcement discovered the body of 24-year-old Evelyn Guardado, who had been missing since January 31. Texas Rangers and local police announced the search result on Tuesday. The discovery was made shortly after the search began. Authorities cordoned off the area where the body was discovered while the scene was processed for evidence. Breitbart, Texas looked on as distraught family members of the missing woman arrived near the scene of the discovery. The missing woman's mother wept and screamed as authorities processed the site. At a Tuesday press conference, authorities told reporters the unclothed body was discovered hidden under thick brush on the ranch. Although official identification has not occurred, police say they are certain the body was Evelyn Guardado. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, Guardado's family reported her disappearance to local authorities, who initiated an investigation. Guardado was a certified police officer who formerly worked as a deputy constable in Maverick County. Family members unsuccessfully attempted to call the missing woman's phone but found it had been turned off shortly after her disappearance. Police located Guardado's gray Dodge Charger at an apartment complex in Eagle Pass on Thursday. According to Eagle Pass Chief of Police Federico Garza, the vehicle was impounded as evidence. Out of frustration, Evelyn's family began an investigation of their own by visiting local businesses requesting security camera footage to trace her route after leaving work. Their efforts paid off when a local department store's security camera captured her vehicle as it entered a residential neighborhood less than a mile from the Rio Grande. The findings led police to a house nearby where evidence shows Evelyn's vehicle had been present before a move to the apartment complex. On Monday, Chief Garza told reporters an arrest had been made in connection to the case. According to Garza, Jesus Esteban Vasquez of Eagle Pass was arrested and charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle for moving Evelyn's Dodge from his residence to an apartment on the day after her disappearance. Evelyn's last known location was at the home of Vasquez on Buena Vista Drive. Authorities say Vasquez is also an officer at the nearby GEO Correctional Facility. Vasquez secured his release from the Maverick County Jail shortly after his arrest for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle after posting a $35,000 bond. On Tuesday, within hours of discovering the body, authorities located Vasquez traveling to San Antonio in a gray van. Vasquez was again taken into custody in Medina County and is now being charged with homicide, according to Eagle Pass Police Chief Federico Garza. Garza told reporters Vasquez had been under constant surveillance since securing his release on the vehicle theft charges. No motive for the crime was relayed to media during Tuesday's conference. Garza did not rule out further arrests in the case. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.